Harassment against women and minorities is still prevalent. Be it catcalling or verbal abuse, harassment is an ever-present issue in Australia, according to a new study from the University of Melbourne. Many organisations are working on providing support for victims of sexual, racial, homophobic harassment and ableism. Kate Sarp asked Full Stop Australia CEO Hayley Foster why street harassment is still such an issue.
Because we still have a culture that permits aggressive conduct and, you know, gender disparity and gender ideas around, you know, how we treat each other according to our gender. And it's not just gender, it's any kind of point or of identity or experience where there's a power imbalance and where somebody is able to exploit that power imbalance.
Have you noticed any trends following the pandemic?
What we've seen is a lot more people stuck behind closed doors, and even now a lot of people not going out and being stuck at home. Domestic abuse has certainly increased to the point that it's skyrocketed in places and certain situations. But we did see a reduction in, obviously, street and dating sexual violence early on, but that has certainly turned about now, and there's been a lot more sort of drink spiking and date rape cases. We did have an increase in interfamilial sexual abuse during the pandemic as well. But, you know, I think ultimately we have seen a shadow pandemic when it comes to gendered violence. There's no question about that.
How can people's mental health be affected by street harassment?
You know, you ask any woman or any non-binary person, has this happened to them and how often? And you'll find that it's part and parcel of just being a woman or being a non-binary person that you're going to experience this sort of harassment. It changes from somebody, I guess, trying to groom you to then turning around and getting really angry if you don't react the way that they want you to. So, look, I think it has a really big impact on our psyche, on our confidence. When we're walking down the street, where we feel comfortable engaging in the community and in public spaces. But, you know, I think ultimately it affects your psyche deep down as to your confidence and your sense of safety.
With the new New South Wales consent campaign, Make No Doubt, can you see this being effective in harassment prevention?
It is all part of the picture and it's all part of the cultural change. This is an opportunity with the law change, but also with this community education campaign to really set a new standard in how we do relationships and you know, the expectation of respect and the way that we will engage with one another. I think it's a really important piece of the puzzle. It is, of course, not enough. And whilst ever we have gender and other forms of discrimination, we're going to have people that abuse that power imbalance. So we must remain vigilant, and we must all of us think about, well, what is our role in this? You know, in my community, in my workplace, what influence do I have and how can I change culture? Because ultimately, we all have a role to play. It's about us stepping up to the plate and providing some leadership.
What does your organisation provide to assist victims or even perpetrators?
So our whole organisation is about putting a full stop to sexual, domestic and family violence. And so we do that through a range of means. We have a 24-hour support line, which is 1-800-FULL-STOP, which is 1-800-385-578. And at fullstop.org.au, if people want to just engage via chat. And that's for anybody. So it might be somebody who has felt harassed. It might be somebody who's been assaulted, if you want to have a chat to a trauma specialist counsellor. But also if you're worried about somebody else or if you've seen something and you want to know how you can respond. The other way that we try to put a full stop to this sort of, you know, behaviour is around supporting organisations and individuals that want to make a change, that want to better prevent and respond to gendered violence and discrimination and bullying. So we work with a range of organisations, whether they be workplaces or education settings or sporting clubs, the arts, the media, etc. So we help them put in place systems and structures to create a safer workplace or a safer community that doesn't tolerate this sort of behaviour. So that's another area. And then finally, around system reform, we do a lot of advocacy and advice with government and other decision makers around the systems and structures that actually perpetuate unsafe and unfair environments. And that can be around law changes. It can also be around policy changes. And it can be from the federal level to the state level. And especially when you're talking about communities, the local community and public spaces, it's the local government as well.
If this story raised any issues for you, please call Full Stop Australia on 1-800-FULL-STOP. Full Stop works to provide assistance for victims of sexual, domestic and family violence. as well as assistance for workplaces looking to improve their training on these issues. That's 1-800-FULL-STOP.
CEO of Full Stop Australia, Hayley Foster, speaking there with Kate Sarp.